Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. Great to have you with us here on this Sunday. It's a gorgeous day out there. The rain is gone. Yes. Here's some surprising facts out there. Do you know that people drive, the deadliest driving weather is rain? Yes, rain, especially in California, because we have no clue how to drive in the rain. Yes, everybody speeds around. They go crazy. They think, oh, my gosh, it's just rain. I'll get my car washed. And next thing you know, there's a lot of craziness going on. However, we do need the rain. We are in a drought here. Well, I am Francoise Roach, your host. It is so good to have you back with us. Yes, we are presented by Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, only 90 minutes away to relaxation and star-studded evenings because it is a sky-gazing community. And it was I'm back in the station here last week. I was in Branson. I hope you enjoyed the replay of the Hotel del Coronado show. Always a great place to go to. You can't miss it. Hotel del Pismo Beach, anywhere along the coastline, you cannot beat. It is fantastic. Joining us here in the booth, operating all the buttons, pushing them, and making sure that we are on the air is Blake. Hi, Blake.
Good morning.
Yeah, push that button. Yeah. great to have you with us, and we're kind of getting the hang of it. We're learning here. We're working with each other, and it's going on. It's going really well.
I think it's going fantastic.
Yeah. So are you a traveler?
I am. Not as much as I used to. Mm-hmm. I do still enjoy to get out. Huge cruise fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cruising. So much fun. Love to cruise. I've been a lot of cruises, and I like the fact that you unpack once, and that's it. You don't have to worry about any of that luggage stuff. You are done, and then you can just enjoy everything that the ships now. Ships are just floating hotels with everything.
Anything you could think of.
Yeah. In fact, it's a floating city. It's beyond a hotel. They are cities. All right. Well, speaking of cities, I was not on KSQ TV yesterday, but I will be back next Saturday with a look at Branson. And speaking of Branson, my trip to Branson really was phenomenal. Started out, though, a little rough, a little shaky. I flew out of Palm Springs International Airport, and my flight was to leave at 6 a.m. in the morning. So I was over there at 5:15, parked the car in the lot. We're all ready. Lots of people. The plane is full. We get on. You know, where bags are thrown in, where they're underneath the plane, where they go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there, and we're sitting there, and we're sitting there. So they kind of back the plane out, and we're all still sitting there. And all of a sudden, everything shuts down. And one of the passengers near me says, "Ew, that's not good." Well, the captain comes on and says, "Well, we can't start one of the engines." Now, it took half an hour for them to figure out that they couldn't start one of the engines on the United flight. Yeah. So we're going, "Oh, really? Now what?" He said, "So I think we're going to reset our computers and we will try again." Well, they reset the computers. The engines didn't start.
Did he say, "I think"?
He did say, yeah.
That's real comforting.
Yeah, very comforting. So we're all looking at each other saying, "Hmm." And some people are getting very nervous at that point saying, "I think we ought to, get off." And the captain comes out and he said, "Well, folks, we're going to let you disembark and you're going to wait in the waiting room there and we will have a mechanic come on and actually fix the jet." So we're all getting off and we're standing there, watch the doors wide open. Here comes a guy with a socket wrench. Walking up into the jet, and we're saying, all right. So this goes on about 10 minutes. We're looking at our watches. By then, we all realize that most of us missed our connecting flight. Yes. So they give us a United number. I have to say United, when it came to that, was excellent. We all had someone to talk to immediately. They were trying to put us on different flights, and I was supposed to be there at 12:55. I got to Branson after I landed in Springfield at 10 o'clock at night. So, long day. Anyway, they put us back on the jet, they close it all up, back us all out, and the captain comes out again and says, "Well, we're not going anywhere because there are thunderstorms in Denver and they won't let us land. So we're just going to sit here for a while until they clear us." So finally, I don't even know what time I left at that point. By then, you didn't care. You figured, what the heck? We missed everything. So we did take off. The engine did start, yes, on that jet. We took off, landed in Denver, which was pouring down rain, pouring down rain. And everyone runs to customer service because we have to get new boarding passes for our next flight and hopefully get on standby. I was on standby for a 1:30 flight, but there was a gal, Cece, if you're listening, I think, or Gigi. I'm sorry. It was one or the other. Anyway, she's from India. We started talking. She was going to Missouri as well, and she was number one on standby because her luggage came out quicker than mine. I was number two for that 1:30 flight. She got on. I did not. So I ended up leaving Denver at 5:45, and about half an hour after I left Denver, it was snowing in Denver. And the airport, again, was shut down. And meanwhile, all this stuff in Dallas, their airport was shut down because of thunder and lightning. Everybody that finally got to Denver lost their connection. So Saturday was quite a travel day.
That sounds almost as bad as my worst experience flying with United.
And then I'm looking on the news that one of the jets, their landing gear didn't work over the weekend on a United flight. And I thought, you know, what's going on with the United folks here? But but I have to say, I got there. It was dark, but the limo, I had a limo, which was really cool, that took me the hour ride into Branson. So that was nice. The guy was really nice, kind of gave me a little tour on the way, but it was dark and I was tired. And I think I fell asleep in about 5 minutes after I got there. However, from that point on, the trip in Branson was phenomenal. Green, lush. I did so many things that I don't even know where to start I crammed all this in 3 days. I went to some lectures and seminars. I'm a member of the Society of American Travel Writers, and they actually, different areas want us to be there because of this group. But we had lectures the first day, then after that it was nonstop sightseeing. All right, where do I start? Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my Branson trip when we come back. Right now, though, I just have some other news that I want to tell you before we end up going to break just shortly. We do have some tickets to give away. I have admission to the General Patton Memorial Museum at Sherrico Summit. I do have a $25 gift certificate to Sammy G's Tuscan Grill in Palm Springs. You cannot have one in the last 30 days, so we have that cleared up. 760-440-8255 is the number that you're going to need to call later on in the show. And we do have Lynn Berry. She is with explorebranson.com, who will be calling the show and talking to us about Branson. So I can't wait to talk to her about it, and I can't wait to tell you about the place that I have been. But just some other travel news that I want to share with you, that Memorial Day weekend, this is going to be a big one. AAA is reporting, and Global Market Information, they're estimating that 37.2 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more away from their home on Memorial Day weekend. So 37.2 million. It's going to be really, really busy out there. Yes. So just to want you to be careful and make sure, you know, your tires and your car are checked and all that sort of stuff. Whenever you go on a road trip, you want to take care of all that. It says, it said more than 88%, or roughly 33 million of the estimated number of travelers, will be traveling by car, which is up 5% from last year. So a lot of people, I think that has to do with gas prices.
Yeah, it's getting lower. I mean, I don't pay more than $10 to fill up my tanks.
So yeah, well, you drive a motorcycle. Yeah, right. In fact, sometimes I don't even see it. I drive in and I park down at the end. And with Anthony's cars out there, I go, is Blake even here? And it's behind. The gas in Branson was $2.30 to $2.47 a gallon.
I had recently taken a trip to Indiana this summer, and one of my good friends was complaining about gas prices reaching like $2.10. I just stood there. I haven't seen $2.10 in California since I was like 15.
Yeah, all right. And it is funny when you are in different areas and they're talking about, oh my gosh. And it was interesting when I was flying back, Blake, I was talking to a fellow from Missouri who served in the service 2 years in San Diego. And he said, quite the culture shock from Missouri to California. I'm going, what, really? Because I don't think, you know, we see all races, ethnicities here in California. We didn't even think about it. He said he was just really surprised at seeing Asians and Hispanic and just all in the same room. And in Missouri, it made me think, looking around, yeah, it is a little bit different than California. And he said, your California thinking, he goes, really is laid back. Yeah, so I thought that was fascinating. I was sitting there because a lot of times I know we do have this image of the surf and the sun and the beach and the mountains. And, you know, I think that's made up. A lot of that I think is PR. And it is working because people really do look at California that way.
in Indiana, everyone looked at me like I was weird.
Well, because you were
just outside having abundance, having fun. They've got tons of lakes. A buddy of mine has a lake house, and he's got a boat and everything. So I spent a week and a half just on the lake.
Yeah.
And everyone out there is like, why are you out here so much? I'm like, I mean, it's like 120 where I live. So
I'm going to take advantage of. And that was in Branson and the surround, the Ozarks, spectacular. All the green. I mean, the green is just on top of each other, the trees and the bushes and the water just running out of nowhere. They have so much water. I was near Lake Taneycomo, which goes right on the outskirts of Branson. In fact, I could see it from the hotel. I stayed at the Hilton Promenade. Just gorgeous. All right, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we have some more travel news and things to talk about. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Anthony, and I'm a guy that loves to cook. Now, if you're like me, you know that in the kitchen, you need the right tool for the right job. That's where Kitchen Kitchen comes in. Owner Jan Boydston and her staff are fun and knowledgeable, and they make it easy to find everything you need to make your time in the kitchen that much easier and enjoyable. Located in Indian Wells on the corner of Cook and Highway 111, call today at 760-773-9464 or find them on the web at kitchenkitchen.com. I'll see you there.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. On Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage has moved to El Paseo. Introducing Thai Smile El Paseo, located between San Luis Rey and Larkspur on El Paseo in the heart of Palm Desert. Featuring the same delicious food, but with a full-service bar, patio seating, a spacious dining area, and plenty of free parking. Open daily for lunch or dinner, call Thai Smile El Paseo today at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. We look forward to seeing you there.
Best of the Best Tours wants to show you the best of Palm Springs with tours featuring the rich and famous, the Indian Canyons, and the Windmills too. We have bikes for rent and knickknacks for you at the Best of the Best Tours on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon.
Where did you get your fantastic waiting room furniture?
We got it at Desert Business Interiors. They even helped us design it.
Sharp-looking office furniture. Don't tell me. Desert Business Interiors, right? Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francoise. Now back to the show and your host, Francoise, on Money Radio.
All right, everyone. Great to have you with us today. I am Francoise Rhodes. And yes, you are listening to Traveling with Francoise. In a little bit, we're going to talk about my trip to Branson. But right now, we want to talk about what is happening in the world of travel thanks to Benefit Together, your prescription to healthcare savings for you and your pets. So check it out. It's really a good plan. For more information, call 800-381-0071 or on the web at benefittogether.com. And you can find all the sponsors' information on Traveling with Francoise website. So please go there. When you talk to the sponsors, make sure that you let them know that you heard it on Traveling with Francoise. Now, if you have never been to Sammy G's, or even if you have been, Sammy G's Tuscan Grill in Palm Springs, I do have a $25 gift certificate for you. If you want to give us a call at 760, I kind of just sprung that on you, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And I have for the third caller, $25 gift certificate to Sammy G's Tuscan Grill in Palm Springs. So, all right, folks, you know, but the lines are open now, so give us a call, 760-440-8255. Okay, so the phone is lighting up now. Blake will have a winner shortly. Okay, what is happening in the world of travel? Well, affluent travelers will spend $115 billion over the next year, according to a new Time Incorporated survey, which also shows travel spending will increase by 16%. Luxury spending as a whole is expected to jump by 7%. All right, more travelers are planning to go overseas trips this summer, with Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic, Paris, and London among the top 10 destinations for U.S. travel that is listed by TripAdvisor in its Summer Vacation Value Report. American Express travel lists Iceland, South Korea, Puerto Vallarta as their top 10 destinations for travel. All right. Americans want to spend more time and money on leisure travel this summer, with baby boomers and the elderly expecting to increase spending up to 10% and travel days by 9%. So you're going to spend a little bit more money and you're going to spend more time. And it makes sense. If you're going to spend a few more days, it's going to raise the cost of your spending. So, Blake, we have a winner. And who is that?
We have Gina Edwards on the line.
Okay. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Francoise. We're all here listening to you.
Well, we all, that means you and Doug and the kids.
Yeah. We're all here, yeah.
Well, how is everything with you?
We're good, and it's quiet right now, so hooray. It's a great show, and we're happy to be home and listening.
Oh, well, it's great to have you listening. I know you guys always catch Traveling with Francoise on the road when you're out there showing the kids, and you do, I say kids, but they're actually Shelties?
Shetland Sheepdogs. Yeah,
Shetland Sheepdogs. All right. Well, Gina, congratulations. You won a $25 gift certificate to Sammy G's Tuscan Grill in Palm Springs. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, and make sure you say hi to Blake, which I know you will before you...
I will.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hang on. He'll get your information. Thanks. All right. So there you go. In fact, Gina and Doug, they went on our windmill tour. Yes, they were on the bus with us. Yes. And we all had a great time. All right. In the air, as far as travel goes, JetBlue is the first major carrier to announce plans to fly from New York's Kennedy Airport to Cuba now that travel restrictions have been eased. The daily flights to Havana are set to begin on July 3rd, according to the airline. I'd like to go to Cuba. I think that would be pretty fascinating. Oh, yes, Blake.
Hey, Gina, if you're still listening, can you give us a call back? We had an error with the phone.
Okay. All right, Gina, give him a call back. Blake has to learn how to do all this, though, or I think he pushed the wrong button. Yeah, there we go. All right. I'm sorry. Did I just throw Blake under the bus? I didn't mean to. No. Okay. United Airlines is working to upgrade its fleet of Boeing 767s to operate on four of its transatlantic routes beginning originating in Newark, New Jersey. Currently, those routes are served by a narrow-body Boeing 757. The 767s offer more room for passengers as well as more premium seats than the 757. And on the sea, an unspecified number of licenses to operate passenger ferry services between the U.S. and Cuba have been issued by the Treasury Department, marking another step in the Obama administration's efforts to ease travel to Cuba. Approval from the Cuban government, though, is still required for ferry companies to begin service. So they're making great strides now with all of us traveling to Cuba and checking it out. I do know some people that went to Cuba, several of them, in fact, but when they went, it was so organized. They couldn't leave the hotel without a guide. They just couldn't go wander the streets and go shopping. Everything was really monitored and regulated, and now that's all going to change. Can you imagine hotel owners how excited they are in Cuba? Can you even, and travel agents? Travel agents are very excited as well because this is a destination that they have very limited access to. Now they'll be able to send all those visitors that are interested in Cuba over there, and it's just good business all the way around for everyone. So now, if you don't want to go to Cuba, you can certainly just go to the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. Yes, they have a lot of things happening in May. They have the spa there. They have the golf course. They have the Arches restaurant. Again, it is my getaway resort that's only 90 minutes away, out in the middle of nowhere, stargazing community. So check it out. Go to their website, BorregoSpringsResort.com. And if you've never been, definitely one of those places that you want to go to because it's just a lot of fun out there. And for the ATVers and RTVers and RVers and people that love doing that, they have all that area glamorous out there before you even get into Borrego Springs. They have a ball. In fact, they have that big Jeep conference that's happening out there. And the Salton Sea is beginning tons and tons of publicity again. The Salton Sea is in the news. We are just, I don't know, I think we're lucky to have a big sea right here in the middle of the desert. A lot of people just you shrug it off and say it smells and all this kind of stuff, but what, once or twice a year? I mean, that can happen anywhere. But we have this big, beautiful sea, and there was an article in the Desert Sun, which I actually pulled out because I thought it was interesting. They had some offbeat stories about the Salton Sea, and I knew of the one of the bomb testing that in January of 1949, the Atomic Energy Commission obtained title to the 18,000 acres of the bottom of the Salton Sea. They voted by the board of directors of the Imperial Irrigation District at a price of $100, gave the commission about 75 sections of land under and adjoining the Salton Sea for its testing grounds. I did know about that, and I do know that there are supposedly there are jets that they're fighter planes when they were doing some bomb runs and testing, and I'm not sure exactly they're at the bottom of the Salton Sea. So if it does dry up, they say we're going to find quite a few unusual things at the bottom of the sea. Now, they say that in 1912, Santa Ana Register reported that 7 graves exposed by the receding waters of the Salton Sea were discovered. And they say skeletons in one of the rough pine boxes was completely exposed. So there maybe is a graveyard under the Salton Sea. We do know that there's the Spanish ship that supposedly, the ghost ship that floats around at night on the Salton Sea. Yes, Blake?
I didn't even know there was that much history to the Salton Sea.
Oh, Mike, there's so much history. It used to be the place for the rich and famous to go hang out. I'm sure you've heard that it was a huge, huge resort destination. And now, because of not getting the fresh water, it started changing the sea itself and all the saltiness that went into it. And a lot of people are afraid the salt's not going to hurt you. You just rinse it off. It is not going to hurt you. There are over 400 million tilapia in that sea, and that's what's choking it up, because all these fish, that's what happens. They just all of a sudden, when the tides shift and all that, they consume all the air before it gets replenished from water and whatever happens, and we have the die-off. That's a lot of tilapia.
That is a lot of fish.
Yeah, I like tilapia. I like to. So there was an alligator that appeared in the Salton Sea in July of 1910. Yes, somebody probably just didn't know what to do with their alligator, so they dropped it off over there. At one time, they were going to have a 2,000-passenger excursion boat that would cruise the Salton Sea, but they called it off after a while. It was going to be 80 feet wide at a cost of $200,000, and something happened that didn't pan out either. Can you imagine if all these things had panned out at the Salton Sea? Spacecraft study, they were going to study spacecraft there. They were going to build a big center. That didn't work either. So I don't know, all these things at the Salton Sea that didn't pan out. So that should just get your interest just a little bit of what could be happening down at that Salton Sea if we took a little bit better care of it. They say there is island out there. Metcalf and Eddy, a Wakefield, Massachusetts-based engineering firm, proposed constructing several islands in the Salton Sea for resort-style development with golf courses, high-end homes, and tourist attractions. And you know when this was? This was in 2000. Yeah, that didn't pan out either. So, all right, folks, we are going to step aside shortly. When we come back, Lynn Berry is going to be calling us from Branson. When I was there, I actually went to the Titanic Museum. Let me tell you, it was fascinating. The actual explorer that brought up items from the Titanic is the one who opened the museum, so you can't beat that. So one of my fascinating little jaunts in Branson, I also went to Silver Dollar City. I went to Top of the Rock. I went to some shows. The food is incredible. So much fun. All right, folks, stick around. When we come back, we're going to hear more about Branson from Lynn Berry. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 KPSF.
Up to 30 million people may be in the path of severe weather this afternoon, including thunderstorms, tornadoes, hail, and even snow in spots. Meteorologist Tom Sater has the forecast.
Minneapolis, 74 for a high today, tomorrow 47. And just like last week where we had snow, we're seeing it on the back edge. It's not the 10 states that we had last weekend and the blizzard conditions. But again, just a slight risk, so we're thinking mainly hail, maybe some wind damage.
As the investigation continues into the deadly Amtrak crash in Philadelphia, some lawmakers on Capitol Hill say Congress needs to make sure the railroad is sufficiently funded. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania appeared today on CBS's Face the Nation.
Congress should not put Amtrak in the position of choosing between positive train control safety and fixing crumbling bridges. We have to do both, and we've got to make sure they have the resources to do that.
Tomorrow, experts from the FBI will examine a grapefruit-sized area of damage on the Amtrak train's windshield. I'm Ann Cates.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids.
Make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
If you know the part number for your oil filter is R-85348, but can only recall that your wedding anniversary is sometime in June, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who really know and care about their car. And right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a CarQuest Standard Series filter for $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
Market Wrap with Mo Ansari is your daily source for financial news and analysis. With over 30 years of trading experience, Mo shares his thoughts on the markets, answers your financial questions, and features guest experts from around the world covering a variety of investment topics. Visit MarketWrapWithMo.com for more info about the show and listen to Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
Weekdays at 5 p.m. right here on Money Radio 1200 KPSF.
Listen up, Coachella Valley. There's a new American kitchen in La Quinta, and you gotta try it out. Rooster's Fried Chicken and Spirits, featuring delicious fried chicken, starting at just $7.95 a plate, and they always include mashed potatoes with gravy, country coleslaw, and buttermilk biscuits. Come in for the daily happy hour from 11 to 6 with $3 domestic drafts and $4.25 well drinks. If you like sports and it's on TV, Rooster's has it. Come on in and watch your favorite team. They're open from 11 to 11 for lunch and dinner, with the kitchen closing at 8:30 Monday through Thursday, 9 on Friday and Saturday, and 8 on Sunday. The food is awesome and the service is great. Rooster's is located at 79255 Highway 111 in the Walmart Shopping Center. Call 760-289-4413. Rooster's, an American kitchen.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francoise. Now back to the show and your host, Francoise, on Money Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We are going to Branson. You've heard a little bit about my trip. I also went to the College of the Ozarks. I mean, there's so much for me to tell you, but I'm going to have the expert tell you. Joining us right now is Lynn Berry, courtesy of right from Branson, in Missouri. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Francois. Greetings from Branson, Missouri.
Listen to me. I'm just so excited talking about it again. I had such a fabulous time in Branson, and I can't thank you enough for all that you did at the CVB there. And you can go to their website, explorebranson.com, that you did for our group.
I think that you really did get to see just a little bit of what we offer with all of the live shows, the outdoor adventure, and the family fun.
And Lynn, I do have to say, and with us, folks, is Lynn Berry from the Branson CVB. And when I first started telling folks I was going to Branson, for those that have never been, they kind of thought, well, you know, it's just all about the shows. Now, you have how many theaters in Branson?
We have about 50 theaters in Branson with 100 live shows produced each week.
I mean, and that is incredible right there. And the shows are incredible. We all went different directions to different shows, and they were amazing. But what I found that there is so much more to do in Branson. Lake Taney Como is right there. You have the waterways. You have all the other attractions. So why don't you give my listeners an overview of Branson?
I would be happy to do it. We offer a great variety of shows, everything from some of the stars that you and I know, like Tony Orlando, the Lennon Sisters, and the Allison Brothers that we grew up with, and then all the way to the stars from American Idol and the current guys that are winning at the America's Got Talent show on television. So you get a real variety. But what you also get is your choice of comedians and acrobats and ballet and Broadway. We welcome Million Dollar Quartet, the musical from Broadway, coming to Branson starting this June and running for a couple of years. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We also have wonderful family attractions, including the Titanic Museum attraction, which has quite a story to tell.
Oh, it was incredible. I can't get over that. Yes.
I'm so glad that was where we held one of our evening events, and to have the entire one half scale of the Titanic available to just roam around by ourselves that night was a treat all in itself.
Now, and Lynn, you have, and with us, folks, again, is Lynn Berry, and she's with the Branson CVB. Now, you have the Ripley's, believe it or not. I mean, there really is attraction after attraction for all ages. But you have the old town of Branson, then you have the new Branson Landing, and I think a lot of people don't even know what the new Branson Landing area is. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that is a $420 million development that sits along the shore of Lake Taney Como, and it's about a mile long, and it has 100 shops, galleries, boutiques. It has restaurants. It has a water fountain that was designed by the same company that does the Bellagio's water fountain. The company is called Wet Design, and ours plays every hour on the hour to some great music with water, fire, and music. It's quite a sensation down there in Town Square.
And it is in the Hilton Promenade is right there, and right across the street is another Hilton, both beautiful lodging right there in the middle heart of Branson. Now, you do fly into Springfield when going to Branson. It's about an hour from Springfield to Branson. But once you get there, I found Branson to be very easy to navigate and get around. You have the trolley, and it just felt very warm, inviting, and a comfortable community.
Good to know. We are so thankful that we do offer that authentic Ozark Mountain hospitality to everyone that comes to see us. And we're very fortunate for a town of 10,000 to welcome about 7 million visitors each year.
I didn't realize that. 10,000, that is small for all the visitors that you have. Now, the Ozarks, when I mentioned the word Ozarks, everyone would light up. People that have never been to the Ozarks just hear of its beauty, and it truly, truly is incredible. And the Ozarks basically surrounds Branson. Am I correct in saying that?
That is correct. The Ozark Mountains are actually the four corners of the four states, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Right in that corner, there is an uprising that was oh, you know, if they say 400 million years old, we don't know what that means, but it's one of the oldest mountain chains, and it's been worn down by water and wind, and it has the most lush convergence of natural beauty. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Now, we also were able to go to the College of the Ozarks. Now, people would wonder, why would you tour a college? But really, the College of the Ozarks is a fascinating place to go and visit.
It is a very unique situation where students that walk across that stage after they complete their four-year education walk off it debt-free. Something we don't know enough about in these United States. And so that is a work-study program. As a matter of fact, in the 1980s, the Wall Street Journal dubbed that college Hard Work U.
Mm-hmm.
And the children are very much involved in everything that happens from hotel that's on site, the restaurants that are on site. They milk those dairy cows and provide that great ice cream, the butter, the milk, and the great accoutrements for your coffee. We certainly do have a beautiful grist mill out there. The pork and beef is raised on site at the campus. And I could go on and on, but there's 1,800 lucky students that go to that college each year.
Well, and it really is spectacular. They built the chapel while I was there. I went to the Ralph Foster Museum as well. Just fascinating history about the area, and that is open to the public. So when you're in Branson, you definitely want to go to the College of the Ozarks. Now, Lynn, you brought up ice cream. You brought up food. I have to tell you, I'm going to admit it, I gained 5 pounds on that trip, and I walked and walked and walked, but I could not pass up any of the goodies anywhere I went. You have it. Oh, we went to Silver Dollar City, and right off the start, they offered us, it was a pastry. I know, chicken and ribs. The food is amazing in Branson.
That is so true. And I have to speak a little bit to that at Silver Dollar City, which is our 1880s themed park. And that has 100 acres with demonstrating craftsmen. Oh, this time of year, there'll probably be about 60 demonstrating artisans on site. But 30 really cool rides that the kids get into, a lot of roller coaster activity and flinging you high in the sky.
Yeah.
But their claim to fame has to be that they are one of the top 10 theme parks in the world, as recognized by the International Association of Theme Parks. And those folks, they do everything from scratch when it comes to the food at Silver Dollar City. It is just the best offerings for any food park or theme park, or a foodie, it just is going to enjoy the catfish, the barbecue. Of course, it was time for bluegrass and barbecue when Francois was there.
Yeah.
And we all know that when we go out to Silver Dollar City, you better continue to walk every inch of that park, because you'll gain those pounds for sure.
Well, and the music was so, the entertainment just at Silver Dollar City alone. You have all the spectacular theaters in the Branson area, in the city of Branson, and then you go to Silver Dollar City. There's even more. There is so much talent, entertainment talent in Branson. It really does blow you away. It's hard to imagine that much in a town of 10,000.
We are very fortunate. And, of course, what started it all was the roots music of the peoples of most of the hills around these United States, and we call that bluegrass. And back in the day, when so many people came to the Branson area just to fish or swim or sail or boat on one of our three area lakes, those folks would usually camp or stay in one of the mom-and-pop hotels or stay at one of the trout resorts. And each night, one of the musical families would usually go down to the lakefront, and they would perform. And they knew that if they kept mom and the kids entertained, then daddy would get to stay and fish the next day.
The music, I love the music, and that was just a huge draw for a lot of the writers and stuff, because even though we were seeing everything, but everyone was talking about how phenomenal the music was. And I have to say that there's so much more even yet to Branson, because you have all the outdoor activities. You have the zip lining and some phenomenal golf courses.
We certainly do. And we welcomed the legends that you and I know from the PGA. We had Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Chichi Rodriguez. We had Lee Trevino back in April for the Legends of Golf tournament at Top of the Rock Golf Course, which is located at the Big Cedar Resort. Very beautiful. And that is owned and operated by Bass Pro Shops.
And
Johnny Morris developed this 91 of these stores across the United States that are focusing just on fishing and hunting and all of the outdoor activities that we enjoy. And so he has put together this wonderful resort where there's a shooting academy, and you can learn how to sail, and you can learn how to bait a hook. And this is something that he tells me, you know, our grandparents used to have the time to teach us all of those things that they had learned growing up. But today, parents work later in life, mm-hmm. and so they do indeed need to be taught. And it's not really something that's passed along anymore. And he's right. And we need to make sure that our children learn to appreciate the great outdoors as we do.
Well, and Branson is a spectacular place, a wonderful place to learn about the great outdoors. And you brought up the Bass Pro Shops. Now, there's a history there that I don't think a lot of people realize. Wasn't the first Bass Pro Shop opened in Branson?
It was opened in Springfield, which
okay.
is, of course, where your airplane landed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where Johnny Morris grew up. And his father had the Brown Derby Liquor Store. And Johnny, from the time he was a teenager, was just totally enamored with crafting lures for bass fishing and tying flies for trout fishing. And so he did that day in and day out, every day after school, behind in the back of his dad's liquor store. So when the gentlemen came in to make their purchase for to imbibe, well, they might have seen something new and something exciting that young boy had crafted, and they'd buy it off him on the spot to go fishing and try it out. A little bit further on down in the line, and he was selling these things by a mail order catalog, and that's how Bass Pro Shops was started.
Isn't that something? Look at them today. And no trip
that's
is complete
right.
to Branson without going to Dick's Old Time Five and Dime.
My favorite.
We had a lot of fun.
Go ahead.
I just want to say I had a lot of fun. I mean, all the riders ended up going to Dick's. No one could pass up 50 years, and it really is a five and dime. Lots of fun.
It really is. And that there are 55,000 items in that store that takes up a city block.
Lots of fun.
And you can find anything, and I do mean that, anything in that store.
Well, and I found some anythings, Lynn. I really did. Well, Lynn, I just have to let you know that my goal is to bring Traveling with Francoise back to Branson and actually do a couple shows from the site. And I love the area. And again, thank you so much for your hospitality. You really do. Branson really is number one in hospitality, beauty, and just a fun place to go to.
I look forward to having you come back, Francois, and thank you for having us on the show today.
All right. Thank you so much, Lynn Berry from the Explore. The website is explorebranson.com. It is the Branson CVB. I can't talk about enough about it. I'll tell you a little bit more about my trip when we come back. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio.
Behold the breathtaking views, abundance of sunshine, and natural hot waters at Sky Valley Resort. Offering an active adult lifestyle, they offer the best value in the Coachella Valley for quality resort residences and vacation homes. For the RVer, they welcome all size rigs with their roomy sites that include full hookups. Sky Valley Resort is just minutes from Palm Desert and Rancho Mirage. Call today for your free information packet. Call 760-329-8400 or visit them on the web at rvwell.com. That's RVWELL.com.
B. Olsen's Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Olsen's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today, a family tradition. B. Olsen's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
If you want to know what's going on in the desert, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Desert Entertainer, available for free at over 800 locations. From live entertainment, attractions, dining, golf, and gaming, you'll find it all in The Desert Entertainer, with great features on everything from desert nightlife to a complete calendar of events. There's even discount coupon offers and more, all inside The Desert Entertainer. So if you want to know what's going on, just look inside The Desert Entertainer, your weekly guide to fun.
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators Robin and Kevin Burns want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit them on the web at classy-transportation.com.
Have you ever noticed how many mobile and manufactured home communities there are in the Coachella Valley? Well, believe it or not, there's over 110 of them. Some are guard-gated communities with clubhouses and golf courses, and in season, their numbers really grow. So, how do businesses effectively reach these consumers? They advertise in the Desert Mobile Home News. The Desert Mobile Home News has served these residents for over 59 years and comes out every Thursday at over 300 different locations. Reach permanent residents and snowbirds alike. Advertise your business in the Desert Mobile Home News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Great to have you here with us today. I am Francoise Rhodes, and yeah, my journey to Branson wouldn't have been complete without going to the Butterfly Palace. Yes, I went there as well. 1,000 exotic butterflies in this beautiful big building, and they actually, if you wear bright colors, they'll land on you, and they're blues and blacks and just gorgeous. So as I went to College of the Ozarks, the Butterfly Palace, the Ralph Foster Museum, I stayed at the Hilton Promenade, at the Branson Landing. I also went to Top of the Rock for all you golfers out there. That's a story in itself. Presley's Country Jubilee. They've been performing since 1967, and they have new shows all the time. And again, the list of shows, I could go on and on just talking about the list of shows. So I will put this on the website. I want you to check out explorebranson.com and also go to my Facebook page, because I had a lot of pictures on Francoise Rhodes and Traveling with Francoise, and definitely check them out. And Branson, fun for the entire family, really is. Lots of outdoor activities, lots of go-kart tracks as well, and miniature golf courses in town. Just something for everyone, and some great shopping. She said 100 stores there at the promenade, the Branson Landing. I think I only made it to 5. I don't know. I didn't know there was 100 there. I know there were a lot of them. I didn't have time to go to them all. So anyway, go to the website, explorebranson.com. It will be on Traveling with Francoise. Check it out. Plan a trip to Branson. You will really, really enjoy it. And again, the food is fabulous, and the people are just as fabulous there. Now we're going to shift gears. If you're looking for something to do next weekend, the largest Scottish and Celtic festival is happening. Yes, I saw this. And I figured, well, what Blake, you're jumping around, you're doing a jig or something in there? Was that so Celtic, Scottish? I don't know. This is your thing, Scottish festival?
Scottish, actually, yeah.
Oh, really? So. Well, this is happening in Costa Mesa. It is the United Scottish Society. They are hosting its 83rd Scottish Fest. And you can go to the website, scottishfest.com, on Saturday, May 23rd and Sunday, May 24th at the Orange County Fair and Event Center. And that is 88 Fair Drive in Costa Mesa. So if you go to the website, it is scottishfest.com. Adults are $18. Students are $16. And under 5 is free, and $3 for kids ages 5 through 12. Now, when I was in Branson, there were writers from all over the world there, actually, that come in. They invite people, and a lot of the writers that have, of course, immigrated to the United States from different parts of the world. And I met this gal from Ireland, and she was there. She actually is a part of the society, the Irish Society in San Francisco, and she does some writing there, which was interesting. It's always fun to listen to writers from different parts of the world that come in as well and participate with the organization, as well as our writers here at home in the United States. So anyway, for those that are Scottish and Celtic, this festival might be for you. And again, it's happening next weekend, scottishfest.com, and I will post it on Traveling with Francoise. And we didn't talk much about the RVs in Branson, and I was brought this up because I'm looking at there's RVs in Arizona that just received some annual park awards, and I'm going to name those in a second. But Branson has some beautiful RV spots for you, campgrounds for you to go in. I did see quite a few RVers. Along the lake, some are more inland, some along the lake, and the lake more reminds me of a canal because it runs kind of all through Branson and around, so you don't really see this lake in a lot of places. Again, it looks more like a canal, but then farther down the road, there is this huge lake. So, but for RVers, Branson, again, has some beautiful, beautiful campgrounds for you, so you don't want to miss out if you are traveling across the country. Definitely want to take your RV into Branson. Again, you can go to that website, explorebranson.com, and check it out. But in Arizona, there were some awards were handed out for RV parks and campgrounds. And Far Horizons Tucson Village in Tucson and Mesa Spirit RV Resort both received Mega Park of the Year awards. And that's Far Horizons Tucson Village in Tucson and Mesa Spirit RV Resort. The Orangewood Shadows RV Resort in Mesa, which is in Arizona as well, Large Park of the Year. And the Butterfield RV Resort and Observatory in Benson, I have never been to Benson, Arizona, that is the Medium Park of the Year. So definitely lots of awards for their RV communities in Arizona. So, and I have been to some beautiful ones. You can go and find out more about this at gocampinginarizona.com. Again, that's gocampinginarizona.com to find out more about the RV communities for you to enjoy. And when you're traveling through Arizona, you don't always have to park in a Walmart. Yeah, even though they'll let you, you don't always have to do that. Now, back here in California at the Los Angeles Conservancy, they have their last remaining seats movie classic film festival that happens June 10th through June 27th. What it makes it so special is that you will be in the theaters, the historic theaters of downtown Los Angeles. These theaters are just beautiful if you've never been in them. Million Dollar Theater was built in 1918. Los Angeles Theater was built in 1931. The Palace Theater was built in 1911. And talk about opulence. If you go in these theaters, you will see opulence unrivaled. And I'm so glad that they didn't tear these theaters down. The Music Center's Dorothy Chandler Pavilion was built in 1964. The Orpheum Theater, 1926. And the theater at the Ace Hotel, 1927. And the series is called Last Remaining Seats. You can go to the website laconservancy.org/last-remaining-seats and check it out. You get priced for the movies. They're going to be showing movies in each of these theaters. Cycle will be in one, City Lights in another, How to Marry a Millionaire with Marilyn Monroe, Lauren Bacall, Betty Grable. Let's see, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And those are just some of the films that we'll be showing. So, again, a lot of fun. And it is in downtown Los Angeles, the historic theaters of the area. And, again, if you've never been, definitely want to go because they really, really are gorgeous. And we were talking about music earlier. The Johnny Cash Music Festival, well, yeah, it's a two-day event. The Roadshow Revival, and we talked about him last year, had him on the show, not Johnny Cash, but people from the Roadshow Revival, and they pay homage to the Man in Black, and that'll be June 27th through 28th in Ventura. So if you are into Johnny Cash music and want to go over there, they have all sorts of entertainment. John Doe, Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, Robert Gordon, all sorts of performances, along with the beer garden and entertainment and vendors, a lot of fun stuff. That is happening June 27th through 28th in Ventura. So check it out. That is a Roadshow Revival. And this is their seventh annual event. We'll see if we can have someone, you know, call the show and come on in. And farther in the future, and I'll tell you about these as we go along, this is something that I thought, really, huh? Buttons? Have you ever been to a button festival? I mean, buttons, yes, where you button up your clothes. Well, they have one of those, a national convention and show, the National Button Society. Their event is happening July 27th through August 1st. And let's see, that is going to be in Manchester, New Hampshire. Yeah, buttons. Would you go to a button convention? Could be fascinating. I don't know. All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for joining us today. Next week on the show, what are we doing? We are having Sherry Standifer. We're going to talk about security while you're out of town. And we'll also have Paul Grinkovich, who's going to talk about his fascinating trip to the island of Kona, volcanoes and all. Thanks so much for, again, our guest today and Lynn Berry calling in from Branson. Really appreciate it. And everyone have a great week. I'll see you next week on the show. And remember, we are presented by Borrego Springs Resort and Spa this week. And as always, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time.